The forecast. Ed Kieser has details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Urbana School District faces more lawsuits in connection with John White, the former teacher serving a prison term for molesting his students. Attorney Tom Bruno, representing four young girls and their families, filed two more lawsuits in the White case yesterday in Champaign County. They are the fifth and sixth cases in the fallout from White's conviction. The suit claims teachers, staff members, and administrators didn't follow up on reports of abnormal activity in White's class. The one-time Thomas Paine school teacher is serving 60 years for molesting eight of his former students in their classroom. He was also convicted on charges stemming from a previous teaching job in Normal. Even if there's more demand for Illinois' home heating assistance program, it might not be able to boost its roles. So says the head of social services for Champaign County's Regional Planning Commission. It administers Illinois' Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP for short. Darlene Kleppel says gas and electric bills are rising, as well as the outstanding balances for people who can't pay. Thus, Kleppel says it's harder to divide up the set amount of money that LIHEAP gets from the state.
Last year, the average benefit was about $550. Potentially, there are, you know, obviously some people getting a little more than that, some people getting less than that. So if the utility bills are higher and we have more families that are not able to pay their bills, then the amount per family possibly would go up, which means we'd actually be able to help fewer people.
Kleppel says more than 2,000 people in Champaign County have already signed up for home heating assistance, most of them seniors and people with disabilities who were the first to sign up last month. Now LIHEAP is taking applications for low-income households whose utilities have been disconnected. Other households can sign up for interviews starting November 1st. Illinois' comptroller is on a tour of the state talking with residents about Medicaid and learning that in many cases the system provides more heartache than help. Jennifer Fuller reports on a hearing held yesterday in Carterville.
Macanda resident Mia Davidson told Comptroller Dan Hines she struggles to find adequate dental care for her three kids, but she also worries about what'll happen to them if her medical problems become too great.
If I can't work and take care of my children because I'm in pain or having health issues, what are they going to do?
Representative John Bradley says he hears about a lack of dentists in his district far too often.
It's just like the abominable snowman. Mm-hmm. You can't find it, right? I mean, and it's so frustrating. I hear this all the time.
And patients say doctors are having to turn them away because Medicaid doesn't pay fast enough or at adequate reimbursement levels, something Comptroller Hines says state leaders need to address.
So that you don't get a state health insurance card that becomes worthless because nobody in your community will even take you as a patient.
Hines is pushing the legislature to pass an initiative that would close the current loophole, which allows for up to $2 billion in delayed Medicaid payments. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
Some Champaign Middle School students will add painting, sculpting, and drumming to their class schedule this fall. An after-school initiative between the University of Illinois and area schools starts this week in an effort to further arts education. Franklin Middle School, which was once a magnet school for the arts, was chosen for the pilot program. The U of I's College of Education held an assembly at Franklin last week, asking interested students to submit applications for the after-school arts program. Lizanne DiStefano, the college's Executive Associate Dean for Research, says 24 initial students will be chosen.
The program is going to be selective, and we want to target it to kids who may not have this same opportunity outside of school, so they don't take private music lessons or they don't have the opportunity to get outside instruction in these, and also those for whom arts are really engaging and might increase their engagement in school.
U of I faculty and graduate assistants will teach classes in both visual arts and world music. Sessions will be held 2 days a week for 9 weeks, each culminating with a student performance for the community. The after-school arts program is co-funded by school districts and the U of I, but it is free for students. They hope to expand to Urbana Middle School in January, and further expansion will depend on the program's initial success and funding from outside groups. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum has one less competitor for a $20 million collection of artifacts related to the 16th president. The artifacts are being given away by the Philadelphia-based Lincoln Financial Foundation after it closed its Lincoln Museum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. A representative for a consortium led by the Library of Congress told the State Journal Register in Springfield the group is not a finalist. The Library of Congress was considered a main rival for the collection. The foundation has remained secretive about the finalist list, but representatives of the Lincoln Library and Museum have confirmed that Springfield remains in the running. The collection includes photographs of the 19th century and hundreds of manuscripts, including a copy of the Emancipation Proclamation. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we have a chance of some rain today. And, well, I guess a probability, you'd say, before this time tomorrow morning. And then this weekend, you've got that scattered frost thing in the forecast. And I guess it's, you know, it's time. Pumpkins are out, and it's fall, and I guess we should be ready. But you never are.
No, but it's beyond the average last date.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's something I think I mentioned with Tom Rogers yesterday morning during the 9:35 broadcast. The average date of first frost is really hard to come up with because frost...